Super Nintendo World opens this weekend at Universal Studios Hollywood. The theme park is an immersive experience for fans of Mario Brothers games. The sprawling franchise is now over 35 years old. NPR's A. Martinez visited Super Nintendo World and took a spin on the new Mario Kart ride.
So the steering wheel has little buttons where we can start shooting at things. I don't know what I am shooting at. I'm just shooting randomly, trying to score as many points as possible. And now it looks like we're going to really enter Mario Kart. We are!
A also sat down with game designer Shigeru Miyamoto, who created Mario and Donkey Kong all the way back in the 80s. Definitely games of my childhood. Hey, A, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, Deepa.
I was going to say, I feel like what's to come might be a betrayal, A, of your true love, the character Flash. I mean, your whole desk was covered with them back when we were both at the wonderful member station KPCC, not the little Mario plumber.
No, it's covered even more now, but Mario runs, so anything that runs, I'm a big fan of. So like, imagine just being in one of the Mario games, or actually playing one of them, and then just sucked through the Nintendo console into the game. I mean, that's what it felt like, seeing the colors and the textures, and also getting my ears drenched in all the video game sounds, and all the heroes are there, Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Yoshi, and then his nemesis, Mario's nemesis, Bowser as well. And then you got all the famous Mario Brothers symbols, you got the mushrooms, the coins, and the stars, and really, that's exactly the kind of experience that Shigeru Miyamoto imagined when he designed the park. I mean, his influence on the gaming world is massive. You mentioned Donkey Kong and the Mario franchise. He also designed The Legend of Zelda and Duck Hunt. And he's really good at creating games that are easy to learn, no matter your age or gaming experience. And my mom, she was actually able to pick up Mario Brothers very, very quickly when I was a kid. And I asked Miyamoto about that, and this is what he said through an interpreter.
So that is a very important concept. As we're making games, the core mechanism that goes into the game is actually very simple and pure. And really, after that, it's about understanding what the player would want. I really feel like really distilling it down to that helps then the player use their imagination to kind of have their play experience even grow even more so. For example, like, you know, the first selections that you might make, we just, you know, boil it down to three selections, nothing too complicated. And when it comes down to interactivity and games, it's really the fact that pushing down a stick on a controller makes the character on screen move. That kind of direct interaction between your action and the action that you're seeing is what makes games fun. And so, you know, we say Super Mario, but it's really the fact that pushing left makes Mario go left, pushing right makes Mario go right. That core essence is something that we try not to forget as we're embarking in any kind of creative endeavor.
What is the biggest difference for you designing a park versus designing a game?
And you know, when we're talking about theme parks, it really is really being able to experience the theme park through your whole body, through actually being an immersive experience. And likewise, when you're playing games, although it may be a virtual experience, it's nonetheless an experience that you go through. And the kind of added key element into all of this is the interactivity, both as a game and from theme parks. And that's something that's shared across both of those. So in that sense, I think our collaboration went very smoothly.
When it comes to Mario, what do you think accounts for his ability to just be in the hearts of so many people? Like, people my age are in my 50s. My brother is in his early 40s. But even now, little kids now, that character seems to spark so much love and admiration for people of all ages. What do you think it is about Mario that elicits that reaction?
You know, there was a time when people might have compared Mario with Mickey Mouse. And I really felt like Mickey Mouse as a character grew alongside the medium of animation. And in that same vein, I feel that Mario is growing alongside this digital medium. For example, in the history of Nintendo, for every kind of new hardware we put out, there's been at least one Mario game that we put out. And in that same vein, you know, this new park is yet another way that Mario Mario and the actual construction, as well as the AR technology that's used in this park, really is, I think, another proper evolution that Mario has gone through. And I hope that this becomes even more available and that he's able to hang out in more people's hearts.
Okay, so let me bring up a scenario. If the time comes where you are leaving this earth, but you could choose any one of the worlds that you have created to live in for eternity, which world do you choose?
So I really love the work environment that I'm in because I get to engage in so many different things. So it'd be great if, you know, I could be in an environment where I can change the kind of work I do all the time. So I think it might just be my desk or my bathtub.
You can hear the full interview on Morning Edition, NPR's A. Martinez. Thank you so much. It was so fun.
Thanks, Deepa.